This budget will be a major challenge for it, because one issue with low growth figures is you have low revenue figures, and that limits your scope for doing things on the expenditure side, especially in what is going to be a pre-election budget.
They have gone on record already as saying that there won't be any handouts in this budget. It will be a responsible budget. Do you think they can deliver such a budget?
Well, if we look at the 2016 budget, what they've put in their forward estimates to actually try and move on a path back to budget surplus is they were foreshadowing major cuts in health and education and infrastructure. They're foreshadowing that the health budget would be cut from $1.5 billion in 2016 down to only $900 million in 2017. Similar cuts were foreshadowed in education and infrastructure. So if they even keep to the figures that were included in the 2016 budget, these are major cuts in areas that were identified as government priorities, and it does seem unlikely they can deliver on those in the context of an election.
Is it a situation where the government doesn't really have too much choice because cuts of those nature, of that nature, plainly not a vote winner, but if they don't address the budgetary problems that they have, then they could create a much worse problem for them, assuming the government that is there now is still there in a year's time?
Well, yes, this flows back to some poor decisions made back in 2013 and 2014, where PNG moved its budget deficit to 9.5% and 8.5% of GDP. All in anticipation of big revenues from the PNG LNG project. When oil prices collapsed at the start of 2015, if they had more space in their budget, if they managed and hadn't anticipated such a big revenue spend, then they would have been able to do something to actually hold up expenditure in the face of the economic decline that hit them also. So at the moment, you had a 10% loss in revenues because of the falling PNG LNG prices, but because of the poor underlying economic growth performance since then, we've now lost another 25% of that revenue base. Part of repair work has to be done back on the revenue base, not just focusing on expenditure reductions.
Would you say perhaps what the government has done here is too much too soon, if you like, and partly perhaps not entirely their own fault because of the fall in prices, commodity prices around the world?
Well, certainly that was bad luck. The fall in commodity prices did hit them very, very hard. But they did have an option as to whether they should have spent up so much in 13 and 14. They were excessively optimistic about the chances of those prices. And the experiences of PNG in the 90s was that you need to be careful in anticipating and banking money before it's actually come in. So in some ways, they're having to deal with the problems of their creation back in 13 and 14, which was then compounded by the fall in commodity prices.
Now, of course, you and others who write on the economy in Papua New Guinea have been criticised by the government, essentially in their view, for overstating the case in terms of how poor the state of the economy is. So how concerned are you that this budget will be based on what the government thinks is the state of the economy rather than the actual state of the economy?
I think that's a considerable risk in that, of course, the Treasury in any country, including Australia, is not fully independent of government. The figures that have come through the National Statistics Office have led to some very major changes in underlying figures on growth, which really haven't been transparent enough and not explained enough. We need an organisation such as the IMF to have a good look at the GDP numbers and some of the government budget numbers, as well as a lack of transparency about all of these off-budget transactions, the Kumul Consolidated Holdings, the level of transparency as to what's going on there. Key areas such as the $3 billion oil search loan, we really don't know as to what's happening off budget either. So this lack of transparency undermines confidence also.
Do you think that there will be some last-minute changes perhaps behind the scenes before this budget is passed down, or do you think that the central plank of it is already in place?
I think it'll be largely in place at this stage. There's not much scope to do things, just a few days out from the actual delivery of the budget. I expect there'll be a few sort of interesting accounting areas that have to be explored, such as the size of dividend payments are expected, the assumptions about being able to finance and get some type of sovereign bond that failed last year, assumptions also about the sale of some of the PNG LNG project that could be seen and put above the line to try and build up confidence that the government was dealing with the underlying deficit. But some of those could be just accounting tricks.